This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
What up, Mom? Put down that coffee and grab a wine. Get ready for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, a parenting podcast that covers more shit than your baby's full diaper.
I'm Kate. I'm a stay-at-home mom of three living in Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, I'm Christine. I'm a freelance video editor and first-time mom living in L.A.
Allie here, podcasting from South Kona, Hawaii, where I live up on a mountain farm with my husband and two sons.
Hi, I'm Molly, and I live in Los Angeles, California, working as a mom of a toddler and a second grade teacher.
And I'm Sarah, your in-house expert. I'm a nurse practitioner and recovering postpartum nurse in Brooklyn, New York.
We move mountains just to find the time to record ourselves shooting the shit every week. And here it is.
MailChimp. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Nursing and Cursing.
Hey.
Hi, ladies. Hey. How's everybody doing?
Awesome.
Aloha.
Great.
We are joining together this week to talk about social media moms.
Ooh, guilty. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
We all know them and we all are them.
Yep.
Whether or not you like it.
Busted.
That's true.
Fine. Sarah. I'll take it.
Sarah's just a social media bitch.
Total bitch.
Sarah, no, you like can a judge social media hashtag gluten free. We're social media hashtag so blessed.
Sarah. Hashtag first step. Hashtag so blessed. Hashtag little things.
Exactly.
I'm gonna just say, there's millions of them out there, social media moms. I'm putting a spotlight on those moms who make the rest of us feel like shit.
Okay, but I need to say something.
I don't have time to throw a fucking birthday party like that.
You mean the Pinteresting moms where their life is just straight off of Pinterest?
I'm talking about the Pinteresting moms. Thank you. That's a perfect name.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Kate, what did you need to say?
No, I was just going to say, although I agree with Molly's sentiment 100%, some of my best tampon changes, bowel movements, nursing have been done to Pinteresting moms. And even though I hate them, they have provided me with hours of entertainment. And I would miss them if they dropped off the face of the earth.
No, we
of
need
course,
them.
We can't live without them. Because if we didn't have Pinteresting moms, who would we be trying to be like?
What on earth would we ever talk about?
God forbid we just be our authentic selves.
No, fuck that.
That's another hashtag. That's another hashtag.
Authentic self.
When I'm screaming at my kids to fucking smile on the swings, I have an image in my mind that I saw online like days ago that I'm reaching for. Like,
oh, God.
And the kids are like, put the phone down and just swing me. No, fuck that. I need another smile and then mommy will put the phone down.
Exactly. No, when I'm packing my kids' lunch for daycare, I'm just wanting to slam my head into bricks because it doesn't have all the fucking colors. Like, go fuck yourself.
The colors in the compartments with, like, strawberries, kiwi, cut up sandwich cubes.
I work at a private school, and those lunch boxes, those little silver...
Like bento boxes?
Those are, like, $70.
No way.
Something like that. Close. If I'm wrong, it's close.
I don't think I've seen them. Are they bento box style with like little separators?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They're like
Pinterest.
Planet Box or something is the brand name. I was not paid to say that.
Can you get that on Layway? Do they sell them used on eBay?
Definitely.
That's how
it might have some like kale stains on it.
That's all right.
But you could totally get it.
But then you could be like, mine's vintage, which is all
about Allure. Let's talk about that. I have a thing about the more colors and the more veggies and the more kale that you are social media-ing. Is that a word?
Great verb.
About?
Definitely.
the more fucking McDonald's you're actually feeding your kid behind closed doors.
Totally.
Am I right?
I totally agree.
I love to spend a day with another mom where the whole fucking day sucked. Every single kid whined, you didn't bring sunscreen, or it rained, or what the fuck ever, your husband was blowing up your phone with bullshit the whole day. Like, just the day fucking sucked. You get home and you see on your feed that she had the hashtag best day ever. Hashtag spent time with friends. Hashtag live the little things. And you're like, this bitch and I had the opposite fucking day. Or we had the same day, but she's like filtered it through social media and it's the best day ever now.
Wow. Yep.
Now.
Yep.
Now.
Blogs as well. Blogs.
But then I love to tag myself on those pictures, P.S., and be like, love seeing you guys. It was such a special day.
It was the best day ever.
Love to tag myself.
Right. Look at all the carrots that we ate.
Look at all the carrots.
Then there's like a little now, McDonald's wrapper in the bottom right-hand corner.
Allie, that needs to be a hashtag. Look at all the carrots.
Well, it's like, would we put, why would I take pictures of
how
my
eat
child
all day long?
Yeah, because that's boring.
It's
but
boring
if I wasn't doing
part
it,
of your life.
If we were having fucking hot dogs and McDonald's every other day, well, yeah, something green hit my kid's table, I'd be like, oh my God, where's my camera? I have to take a picture of this.
In the
right
same
now.
Way, we would probably social media if we gave our kid McDonald's, because it would be like a rare once in a lifetime thing.
It would be like hashtag, my kid is hashtag blessed right now.
My kid is hashtag stoked. They're finally getting to taste these fries, which
hashtag happy
amazing.
Meal.
Those fries are delicious. Let's
they're
not be hashtag
yeah.
bitchy.
Oh, no. They're
ate
delicious.
Wendy's my entire childhood and I'm fine.
Oh, wow. You're more
yeah.
than fine, Sarah.
Am I?
We had Wendy's just, fries dipped in Frosties since, you know, we were two.
Oh my God, that's the best treat ever.
Oh,
ever.
Yum, 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 yum.
So guys, I want to bring up blogs too, because some people are making real salaries from their blogs, like mom blogs that have gone.
But
like,
some of those
exploded.
Blogs are jealous. Okay, some of those blogs are sincerely hilarious and others of them are stomach turning.
Yeah.
Like
absolutely.
I have read a couple. Like I read one where this mom was, her kid didn't have anything to do and it was raining. So she had her kid put pills in every single day of her grandpa's pill box. Like she divided all of his pills into different days, whatever. It was
that's
fucked
dangerous.
Up. But it was, right. But
I mean,
that's
I might
why
call
the blog
CPS
was
on that.
No, but that's why the blog was so funny. Like I couldn't get enough. I was dying laughing. It's
oh,
hilarious.
I see. So it was like a real deal.
Yeah, that's real.
Right.
I
so
love
she
real.
Was like,
okay.
So she
not
was like,
name names.
We didn't have an activity, so we divided up pills. Okay. I'm with you. I love that.
That's real. But
that's real.
You know, and there are a few people like, maybe Instagram. We all have a mutual friend. I'm going to just shout her out right now. Janai. That shit is real.
Real.
I love her.
Her Instagram rules so because good. She's like, my house is a fucking mess. Go fuck yourself.
Right. Check out your laundry.
My daughters are taking over my life. And I love her page because she's like got the best, most real, gorgeous photos of her family. That
but it
just
is real because every third photo is a picture of her kids with a sweet sentiment. Like she's got the love and she's got the fucked up laundry pile. And she'll show you all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Things you do want to see. Crying.
Most blogs are not like that.
Love
most blogs are perfection. Every post is perfection.
Right. I don't want to see washed out, perfect lighting and ice cream cones with sprinkles and mason jars and a bunch of fucking succulents in the background.
Well, and the thing is, they're beautiful and awesome. They just make you feel like a real piece of shit. Failure.
No, but the thing I want my house to look like that.
But you guys are getting the two things confused. Actually, I do want to see mason jars and succulents. I just don't want to see them from somebody who has kids. Because that is fucking offensive. Like, I do want to see them. I want to see them on, like, I want to see them on an interior design page. But if you're honestly trying to get me to believe that your fucking 4-year-old styled those succulents out of the goodness of his heart, and then your 6-year-old took the shot, like, just go fuck yourself with a succulent. Like, I can't cope with that.
It's like, why is your kid holding a succulent and wearing a flower crown? That didn't happen. You staged that.
Hashtag, why is your kid holding a succulent?
Hashtag, bless.
Hashtag, go fuck yourself with a succulent. It's probably.
Oh my God.
Wait. You know what? There's another point I want to make, you guys.
Suck.
You are quote unquote having family day and the water is splashing just right where the light is hitting just right. But you know what? You have your cell phone in your hand. You are not present. Like there's nothing real about that except that your kids are taking the hit so that you can get a sweet photo and post it for the world to see. And
we are all guilty.
Oh, guilty.
That's what I was about to say.
Okay. Everybody is going to go around the circle right now and give an example of a photo set up and just get real about it because I'm ready to admit I do this. We all do this, you guys, except for Janai. I'll start.
I made my 4-year-old pose by a pile of laundry for like 20 minutes. She was like, Mom, I'm done. I was like, hey, Edie, one more picture of you with the laundry? No. Mm-mm. She was like, I just want, I was like, stay there. Could you just one more picture? Edie, Mavis, the youngest one, was pulling on my shorts. I was like, Mavis, 1 second. I'm talking to Edie. Edie, one more picture of you with the laundry. I could hear water going, Dad, can you call Mom? She's making Edie take a picture with the laundry.
Right. You wanted it to be perfect.
Yeah.
But
I mean, in the end, the picture I got was Edie looking horrified and pissed off by the laundry, which was great. I love that photo.
I know, but that was almost
going to pull it up now.
You were trying to make a perfect picture to show how imperfect your life was. I'm talking about when did you basically do a humble brag? What did you do to get there?
Oh, so, check out my splash pad portfolio.
Okay. Right.
Sarah knows what I'm talking about.
I take walks with my kids out in nature. And when they're down that long, long, long driveway and I snap a photo, it's like, I shouldn't even have my phone on that walk. Come on.
It's dangerous.
Well, yes, for one, it's very dangerous, Molly. Yes.
His pictures are so beautiful, Allie. I love that you shared
them. What were you getting at? Allie, what were you getting at?
That I should be more present with them and not have a phone with me out on a nature walk with my kids. But instead, it's like, this is so beautiful. I'm going to take this photo of, Leo and Phoenix so far away from me. And then I'm going to post this. Look at how, we live in such a beautiful area.
But you do, though.
Hashtag blessed.
But you are.
You are hashtag
blessed.
Yeah,
but that's a humble brag. That is a humble brag, bitches, just by
really
posting
humble, though. Don't worry.
No. You guys can admit that is some shit right there.
Yes.
We are guilty.
I shouldn't even have the phone.
Oh, we're all so guilty. I also get so,
but sometimes I feel like, really, shouldn't you have your phone? Like, I know that you're right, that we should all be hashtag living in the moment, whatever the fuck that means. But sometimes I'm like, really, should I not be on my phone? Like, do I really have to fucking be up in my kid's face listening to every bullshit thing they say 24/7? Aren't I allowed some time? Like,
okay,
whatever.
That is.
What, another topic?
Yes.
That's another topic, and that is very different than, but well, you're home with them all day, Kate, and you're giving your all, and yeah, you need a fucking break.
I'm 70%, but thanks.
I'm at work, and I've got guilt all day, and then I come home, and I feel like I really do need to put it all down, and sometimes I don't, and I'll give you an example. Let me just think. I'm like going through my pictures right now, like which one did I style? Yeah. Here's one. I don't know if I posted this, but I meant to. He's like,
never too late.
Oh, yeah.
Post it now. Tag me.
Yeah, there he is. He's like looking out the window through the curtain. You can see him through the curtain, and there's like shiny wood floors.
Mm-hmm. You got to go.
There were these huge dust bunnies rolling, like just sitting on the floor, like totally like hadn't vacuumed in weeks.
Like tumbleweeds of dust.
I took the picture, saw the dust bunny in the photo. And quickly grabbed my phone again and ran and kicked the dust bunnies out of the way to retake it. Okay. I wanted the floor to look shiny and really nice. It wasn't about my kid.
It was about the light in my damn floor.
How often do I have to be like, oh man, I had two rusty fucking propane tanks in that photo. No, let's take another angle.
Oh man, get the Photoshop real quick. Okay. Oh my God. Yeah. You know, I am so guilty too. I only ever post pictures of my kid smiling, and I can tell you he's not always smiling, but he's got such an awesome
smile. But what
it's easy like, for me to turn it on for him. I just like snap my fingers and make a funny noise and can get a laugh.
But he has a beautiful smile. And sometimes I wonder, Chrissy, like, what is more fucked up? Snapping a photo when they're smiling and posting it? Or
snapping when they're having a tantrum.
Right. Your kid's wailing in your face and you're like, wait a second, my friends are going to fucking LOL their faces off at this.
I know,
Because I've done that too. I've totally done that. I mean, Edie's been wailing and I've been like, literally taking a photo of her. Like, that is demented. No, demented.
Or video.
Demented. And I'm just trying to tag people while she's screaming, crying. Like, screaming, crying. Mommy will be right with you 1 second. Just waiting for this to upload.
So what do you look up on Pinterest for that shit? Like,
right. Well,
do they have Pinteresting, like, really bad moments too? I don't.
Instagram
to that.
You do want to see it. You do want to see. You want to know that sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes.
Like, oh, they're going.
Okay, I want to see crying. I want to see haphazard T-shirts with Disney characters on them. I want to see toys everywhere. You know.
Yeah, but don't you guys know a few? On the floor.
But the parents, I secretly feel like the parents I know that I really respect, they don't have Facebook. They don't have Instagram. Yeah. They don't even bother with any of that shit. Right. And when I text them, it's an hour and a half before I hear back because they don't fucking have their phone jammed up their ass like I have mine jammed up mine. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's a suggestion. I can't put mine down.
So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not turning this into a self-hate conversation because I'm not about to give up my phone. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tricky. Mm-hmm. Can I go back? Can we look at Facebook for a second?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Love it.
There is a breed of parent on Facebook who likes to do it's like in script format.
Oh my gosh, this is my best/worst/.
Okay, so like me, it'll be like me and then whatever you say.
Oh yes,
and your kid's
name.
Molly,
and then, I thought you were talking about font. You mean like the narrative.
The narrative, like language.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Stage directions. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then there's always a punchline at the end, which I almost never LOL.
Never LOL. And there's no way it actually went down like that. No way in hell.
No.
Completely rewritten.
Sorry, Molly, give everybody an example because we know what you're talking about, but just lay it out for me.
Like, I've seen it so many times, but like,
Conversations with X.
Okay. So I'll use my son. Conversations with Augie. Me. Do you want a cracker? Augie. Me want cracker. Me. Do you want a cheese cracker or a wheat cracker? Augie. Cracker in my bum bum. I mean, whatever. That's a stupid example, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
But then,
but they usually end in a humble brag like, I want the healthy cracker because I'm fucking perfect.
No, but the best ones are like a, they're a story, they're a moment in time, and they're also like a fable about their kid's amazing behavior. Like, I tried to talk to my kid about race, and our conversation went like this. And then the last line of the conversation is, Mommy, everybody's perfect in God's eyes. ellipse. Ouch.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you have to scroll so long to read the status, which is annoying.
Everybody is perfect in God's eyes. I'm not disputing that one little bit. I'm just wondering if your 3-year-old came up with that.
No.
I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah, posts are incredible. The scrolling it takes to read and write them is just truly unbelievable.
Yeah, and the bottom line is we are all guilty, and I don't think anybody does it to make others feel bad, but every mom has a place to go to feel shitty about themselves on social media.
Absolutely.
Sure.
It's in your face everywhere you go. Perfection. Perfection. Mm-hmm. It doesn't exist. Hashtag doesn't exist.
Do you guys know anybody or feel that, and this kind of goes back, you know, to the food example I gave, but the blogs and the Facebook pages and the Instagram accounts where the life is just, it could not be more perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not reality. And it's probably further from the truth of what's actually happening in real life.
I feel like in those ones, kids head bowed down over a white sofa, but I just want to know what they're looking at. Like, just tell me if they're looking at the iPad. Just tell me.
iPad just say or, like some Cheetos or something.
No, right. Just tell me, like, this moment of peace was brought to you by like my fucking iPad. I would love to see that. I don't want you to tell me that they're catching fairies under the sofa, because that's a bunch of bullshit.
Dust fairies.
No, not even dust fairies. Real fairies.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to close it up on that. And this is just some food for thought for sure for all of us. Let's take this week and make a pact that we will get real on social media.
Okay.
Yeah. And now it's time for another edition of
Nailing It and Failing It.
Allie, what do you have for us?
Ooh, I finished 2 weeks of art camp and listed a house, side job.
Wow.
It was a busy week and I'm feeling so proud of myself.
Good job. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Kate, yeah, yeah. What happened this week in Brooklyn?
I got done being class parent for my 8-year-old son. Fucking worst job in the world. And I'm done because second grade is, hallelujah, finally over.
Okay. I'm taking offense to that. But okay, keep going.
And on the failing it side, we've been sending our daughter to a Spanish immersion program all year. All she has learned, it's cost us mucho dinero. All she has learned is how to scream in my face, no me gusta, every time I give her dinner.
Oh, God.
All right. Critty, what do you have?
I'm going to start with my failing it. My failing it was a clogged milk duct, which is the most painful thing ever. And my nailing it was discovering the relief, which was nursing doggy style, literally laying my son on the floor. I'm on all fours over him nursing, and that cured the clogged milk duct.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Absolutely.
Nailed it.
Well, brilliant. This week, my nailing it was that I found an old bag that I had stashed away when I got pregnant of my sexy panties. And
yes.
Ooh.
Failing it using the word panties. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, okay. But the nailing it of it all is that they still fit. What's up, bitches?
Yes.
Woo. Failing it. Yeah, my daycare lady told me that my son got his toy taken away from him. So he walked up to the kid, hit the kid across the face and yelled, no, failing it.
That's how you, we're nailing it. That's how you do.
It's my first time, you guys. So that's that. Okay, Sarah, tell us who's the winner this week.
I forgot to do my failing it.
Oops, Allie.
Yes, you did, Allie.
Okay.
Pulled up to the gas station, no money, was able to put $1.92 in change. Yep. Pennies included to get gas to get home. Scrounging. 2 kids in the back. No shame. Failing it.
Or nailing it. All right. Thank you, Allie, for including
okay,
that.
Okay. So I want to pick a nailing it winner and then a failing it winner.
Okay.
So nailing it, I'd say I'm picking Christine for being so innovative with her breastfeeding.
Bravo.
And
thank you.
Our failing it winner. Whew. Ah. I gotta go with Molly.
Thank you.
How's that for judgment?
I know. What can you do? Hashtag blessed.
That's it for now. We'll see you guys next week for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, where we know you set up that Instagram shot for 15 minutes, because no one's kitchen is that clean.